flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk, Bobby, Mike, and Steve hanging out with you live at the Host Committee's Media Center on Radio Row in the Memorial Convention Center, where we're celebrating Big Game Week in New Orleans, powered by Lambert, Zaney, Smith, and Soso. That opening segment, Cajun Cannon, I didn't get to pick your brain. What was it like, the interaction you had with Eagles offensive coordinator Kellen Moore yesterday?
Well, it was so loud, and when you think about Kellen Moore, he's the coach. Whether we want to admit this or not, he's going to be the coach of the New Orleans Saints. Now, does he want, does he want Derek Carr to be the quarterback? I don't know. I mean, he probably would say, yeah, I think Derek Carr's a good quarterback. What does that mean? You can say somebody's a good quarterback and maybe not your quarterback.
Why would I tell you anyway?
Huh? Yeah. But look, if I look at the quarterback situation, I still think that's, up in the air. And he's played the position. It's not like a coach trying to evaluate a quarterback.
When he was a senior in college.
At Boise State.
At Kellen Moore, he played a sophomore in Derek Carr.
At Fresno State.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, Boise State versus Fresno State. Now, the former Boise State quarterback, he played 6 years in the NFL. You got to make a team, so he must have did something good in a preseason game. Because he never started.
Right.
He was a great mind. So when I look at what he was able to accomplish and how he's ascended as a coach.
I was impressed by 1 year as a quarterback's coach, and then, bam, he became an offensive coordinator.
Because you're in those meetings, and the coaches know you can't fake the funk. You have to know what you're doing. They're not just, he's a good person, let me promote him. But all I know is Nick Sirianni, the coach of the Eagles, said, look, I think Kellen Moore, now he says, I'm hoping we can keep him. The process has to play out. But he says, look, Kellen Moore is a great leader, a great communicator, because a lot of it is communication, how you could translate to the players and get them to perform on the field. And he said he's a tireless worker. That means, I don't know, is Kellen Moore married? I don't even know if he's married. If he's married, you better have a special wife or a girlfriend or something.
Yeah.
Because if you're a tireless worker, it's not regular hours. That means you might be home at 1 a.m. and you got to be back at the office at 7 a.m. So, and he said just a great person. So that would be more, I guess, off the field. But, he's got a lot of great qualities about him. And Coach Sirianni said nothing about fantastic offensive coordinator. And now this guy has a few skins on the wall. And I think we all think that he's one of the best linemen in the NFL, Lane Johnson. And Lane Johnson, the offensive tackle, says, look, he's a great football mind. Now, I don't know about this. Now, if he's like this in a Saints uniform, then we hit the lottery. He said he's a great football mind. I think he's a football genius. Well, I don't know if we casually throw in that name out there. I mean, that word genius.
Sure.
Genius. I don't know. Sean Payton was a genius for us. So maybe Kellen Moore can be a genius for us. But he said, I think he's a football genius, and his best days are ahead of him. So that means that's with the Saints.
And
I don't know about the Super Bowl. We just need to be relevant, win the NFC South, go to the postseason.
Let's go.
Get double-digit wins. But Lane Johnson, He knows football, and I don't think he's just saying that to be saying that about Coach Kellen Moore.
The Eagles offensive lineman, Tim Maliata, called him a magician.
Yes.
Oh, magician, genius. I like all those words.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Now, here's the
thing. I don't like overrated. No, nobody's saying that. I like that.
If Moore could take the offensive line with him to the Saints.
Sold.
Now, do they go after Stoutmare?
Right.
I would throw a lot of money at him. Man, listen, the Raiders threw $6 million at Chip Kelly to get him from Ohio State. I would try to do something like that with Stoutmare, who I think right now he's the best offensive line coach in pro football.
Well, yeah, now you look at you both. Look what the Eagles and the Chiefs offensive line, the coaches, what they've done. I mean, that Mike, that's a great point there because, you know, you don't get a lot of glory, but that's where it's happening, all at the point of attack in the trenches.